Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. We are making our way through a delightful email from Matt about Remembrance of the Daleks and his first time, which is a I like the idea that there's a first time. We've had this a couple of times from people, that there's the first time you watch Doctor Who and then the time you become a fan, and that they can be very different experiences, like just becoming suddenly obsessed with the show. Even though you've watched it before, you're like, yeah, that's entertaining enough, whatever. And then you watch something like Remembrance of the Daleks, you're like, I need to watch all of these all the time now. But yeah, he goes on. So he's talked about the, you know, watching Remembrance, getting excited about it and realizing that, you know, it is one of the best all-time Doctor Who stories. And he says, back then there was no internet, so I had to get what info I could from wherever I could. Books from the library were my main education as to the history of the show. Oh, the library. I do love the library. Still, I still go down to the library. He says, Peter Haining's A Celebration became my Bible, and I've still got my original incredibly well-thumbed copy of Jean-Marc Lefebvre's program guide. Oh, my God. Along with the four replacement copies I've worked my way through. I do have a couple of very well-thumbed copies of those, which I absolutely adored. And Peter Haining's A Celebration was like a birthday present I got 1 year. And it was, I remember it being crazy expensive. Like, it was a great big fat hardcover book with like glossy pages. It was amazing. I must still have it somewhere. I've got all my books. But yeah, it was one of those things. It's like, if you get this, you can't have any other presents because it's that expensive. Like, we were poor. And also wasn't the kind of thing that was going to turn up in Dad's dodgy My dad was a criminal. Everyone used to say, you've always got such great stuff at your house. It's like, yes, because it was free from one of my dad's criminal enterprises. But yeah, there were no illegal copies of Peter Haining's A Celebration floating around at the back of the truck where my dad normally got his stuff from. So yeah. Anyway, I'm digressing. but yeah, so his main education was, you know, the library and these books. And Matt says, on a trip to Bournemouth, oh, I do love Bournemouth. It's beautiful. I did get sunstroke there once. I know. Lived in Australia with, you know, 40 to 50 degree weather and never had a problem. One day in Bournemouth, it's 23 degrees and I got sunstroke. Probably because I couldn't go in the water because it was freezing. Anyway, on a day trip to Bournemouth, Matt says, my dad bought me a Lion bar, first one ever, and I've never looked back. Yum. And a copy of Doctor Who magazine, which had a Remembrance of the Daleks cover and an Absalom Dark flexi disc. Oh, my God. That got played to death. I loved it. I was being sucked into the Hooniverse. There was to be no escape. See, you say the library, they had Doctor Who magazine at my library. So I used to borrow them from the library and photocopy the comics. And I used to, at my mum's work, I had this collection of Doctor Who comics that were just photocopies from the library. I love them. I also did buy a couple once and got them signed by Peter Davison when he came to Australia and he did a signing at Myer. Like sometimes when I got asked to do gigs, I would say yes just because I had fond memories of like think like I hosted the an in-store signing for Blade Trinity, which is like Ryan Reynolds and Jessica Biel and what's his name, the writer. His name's just popped out of my head. Oh my God. He's written everything. he was very good fun. Anyway, I hosted this in-store signing at Myer just because I was excited about, you know, being at the same place where I'd gone to get my Peter Davison autographs. And I was like, oh my God, I get to host this now. David Goyer, that was his name. You know, he does like, I think he did that Foundation series. He wrote the screenplays for many of the Dark Knight Batman movies and stuff. But yeah, Maya was our, if you're not Australian, you wouldn't know, but it was like, you know, they're two big department stores. And Maya was like in Melbourne, was the huge one. It took over two buildings. And yeah, hosting that was seriously one of the most fun times of my life. Ryan Reynolds told me I was hilarious. So, you know. I know I'm going to have to get the vacuum in here to clean up some of these names I've been dropping. anyway, Matt's email has taken a tragic turn now. He says, a few weeks later, I was poorly ill, flu, and as a baby gay, you know that means I was dying and possibly only had an hour to live. We love a drama. Mum was heading to town and I had a 10-pound WH Smith voucher burning a hole in my pocket. I called the store and got through to a poor Saturday kid on the entertainment counter. I was on the phone for a good 15 minutes, sending him back and forth to the shelves with questions like, do you have the one with Tom Baker and Daleks? Or what about John Pertwee with Cybermen? Poor ignorant Matt for that second one. Oh, there is a Cyberman in one John Pertwee episode. It would not be apparent to the kid at WH Smith's, but there is a Cyberman in the miniscope in Carnival of Monsters. So technically you could have meant that one. And if he was a proper nerd behind the counter, he would have been like, oh, yeah, we do have that one. That's Carnival of Monsters, but it's not in it much. eventually, it settled on Death to the Daleks, which Mum dutifully picked up and brought back to me. Aww. By that point, the damage was done. I was a 14-year-old watching shonky sci-fi from 1973. I was officially a fan. So, Death to the Daleks. Well, no, that's a story for another time. Cue Adam saying, shall we do that one? Well, I'm not going to say that because we did do it. We did it back in the hundreds, I think, like, you know, 670 episodes ago. I don't even know where we're up to now. I never know the numbers of these episodes until I'm uploading them to the internet. So I'm like, I don't really know which one this one is. 700 and something. I know, like, must be like 717 or 18, something like that. Anyway, Death to the Daleks. Oh, right on the hundreds, 101 to 106. If you want to go back and listen to those theories. Matt says, maybe I'll wait for the Blu-ray of that one. Until then, I shall continue to wander around Tesco, humming the soundtrack to myself. I'm a fan now. Oh, bless you. Thank you, Matt. That was gorgeous. I love that. That was worth the detour, the delay to our Magician's Apprentice, which is familiar. Although it does feel like, you know, given how many weird prologues there are for these next two episodes, maybe it's kind of appropriate that these things, that we've got this little detour to go down. Oh, my God, that was just a delight. And yeah, so that's also a difficult time to become a fan. Like, the show had finished in 89. Like, so all those episodes that Matt watched on VHS, taped off the telly. Did they have hand-drawn covers like my own? then there was no more Doctor Who, and you just went into the craziness of the new adventures and all that kind of business. Like, there was some strange stuff going on in the fandom at that time. I remember the comic book got kind of kooky around that time. By the way, speaking of Absalom Dark, that is a comic book that I think I want to do very soon in our comic book theoretician theories. So yeah, if you jump on patreon.com/AdamRichard and you're a theoretician level subscriber, I pretty much just read out the comics. Like, I do. Like, they're a recap, but I do funny voices. I'm not great at them, but, you know, Absalom Dark will have lots of Daleks in it. Anyway, we are in the middle of, at the moment, of the latest stories from Doctor Who magazine, the Liberation of the Daleks, which is bridging between the Power of the Doctor and the upcoming 60th anniversary specials. The first of which, I guess, is the Star Beast, which also I did in the Theoretician episodes. So if you want to sign up, you can go back and listen to the old ones. All right, next episode, we will start digging into the Magician's Apprentice and the 400 prologues.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.